Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dillaei, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn some tips and tricks that I believe every C# developers need to know. Those tips are about handling exceptions, measuring the performance of your program, and also we'll see how to use the reference type versus the value type. Then we'll end up by calling a non-asynchronous or an asynchronous method from a non-asynchronous one. So let's get started. So to show you the use cases here, I have created a simple console application. And we'll start by the first case, which is using any on a list. So let's go to this method. In this case here, I have created a list. And then this list is empty, and here I want to call the list.empty or list.any so that I can get a boolean value that tells me if this list contains elements or not. So this call to the any method doesn't raise an exception, but if my list was initialized to null, if my list is null, then calling the any method will make my code raise an exception. So we need to pay attention to that. And for here, to solve this issue, maybe we need to verify if our list is not null. Now let's see the second sample. So here the second example will deal with calling for each. Here I have that list, an empty list. Calling for each on an empty list doesn't raise an exception, but calling for each on an empty on a null list will cause my program to raise an exception, and then my program will crash. So here again, we need to pay attention to this case and adding the verification if my list is not null. The third case here is dealing with the string dot replace. So if I go to the definition of this method here, I have a method that have a string value. Then I want to call the replace method in order to replace a certain string that doesn't exist in my S string. And calling that, some developers go and verify first if my string contains that character. But actually, we don't need to do this verification because calling replace doesn't raise an exception if it doesn't find that keyword that we are looking for, then it just won't do the replace and it doesn't raise the exception. So here, no need to add the verification here. A third case here is using the stopwatch. And here, let's say if you have, for example, a method or a certain code that you want to measure the performance of that code, how much that code takes to be executed. And here we can use the stopwatch class. Here you see, I'm creating an instance of stopwatch, then starting the timer and then stopping the timer and reading the value of that timer. So look at the stopwatch class as a timer that will be started just before your code runs, then it will stop right after that. And it gives a really precise value or precise time about the execution of your code. Now let's move to another sample. And here we'll see when we use our we see actually the difference between value type and reference types. So let's start by value types. Here I have an integer. I call it b equal 5. Then I call a method. I call it changeValue. This method will take that v parameter and make it equal to 7 instead of 5. Now, if I read the value of v, then what do you expect? As you might expect, the value is 5. So v equal to 5. And yes, that's right. But now, what if we have another variable that is of type list, for example? Let's call a method that will change the values of that list. As we have here the change reference type, it will add another name to the list. So now what do you expect the value of or the items of that list to be? So R here will have, at first it was empty, but here it will have that name Adam added to it. And that's because, that was not the case with the V variable here. The method that take the integer doesn't change the value of that integer outside the method. It just changes it inside the method. But if our variable is not of type integer, and here it's of type list, then it will be changed inside the method and also outside the method. That's why here we find that our list contains one element, not zero. And here comes the difference between value type and reference type. For the value type, the method change value type here have created a copy of the variable v, and it changes that copy so that when I come back to the principal program, the program then will deal with the original value, not the copied value. But with types like list, or the types that we call reference types, the method that we call will not create a copy of that variable, but instead it will take a reference to that value. That means when it changes that value, the change will go directly to the original value. For that, when we come back to the principal program, we'll find that it will read the value that was changed by the called method, because both methods calls or changes or points to the same value. So absolutely here we need to pay attention to these details from our program, and we need to know if our parameters are a value or reference types. And actually here the value types are simple types like integer, like string, floats, double. And reference types are composite types like the list here or the object that you create. All of those, we call them reference types. Now let's move to another case here. Here let's say that I have method async, which is an asynchronous method. It contains the async and task. And I want to call this method from my program and from my main program, which is a non-async method. So to call my method async, actually here I need to just call it and add the await keyword. But here I cannot add the await keyword because await keyword is always used with async method from within the caller method. And here I cannot do that to this main method. I cannot change the signature of the main method. And the same thing, I cannot add async to a constructor, for example. So then how can I solve this program problem? Actually, the solution is simple. Here, all I have to do just is calling my method and then calling the wait method that will cause my program to wait until the execution of my asynchronous method will finish it. So here we have this alternative and we have another syntax for the same thing almost, which is by calling task.run and we pass it an action which will make our method to execute asynchronously, then call wait on that task. So I hope that those six tips was useful for you, and thank you.